This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans who are incarcerated would earn time off of their sentence by pursuing higher education. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on a bill that's making its way through the legislature.
People with nonviolent felony offenses would get 1 year of earned time for completing a bachelor's or associate's degree and 6 months for a certificate of 30 credit hours. They'd get 18 months of earned time for a master's degree and 2 years for a doctorate. Right now, offenders can reduce sentences through work, training, group living, and counseling. Research shows education while in prison is one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to reduce recidivism. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, has acknowledged that some hosts at the news network endorsed election fraud conspiracies on the air. Murdoch spoke under oath as part of a defamation lawsuit against Fox News by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. The New York Times reports that during the deposition, Murdoch said several hosts promoted the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. According to court documents, Murdoch said he could have stopped them, but didn't. Denver is starting a new project to help tell the stories of American Indian and indigenous people. Denver's Landmark Preservation Team and the Office of Storytelling is developing a written study and a documentary of Native people in what is now the Denver area. Rick Williams is executive director.
This is our sacred homeland, and I think that we need to be able to tell our own story.
The team is recording hundreds of stories often left out of history books. Still ahead this morning, RTD is proposing a ban on people riding all day long after their fares expire. That's one way that some people are able to stay warm, and advocates for people experiencing homelessness say the change would have serious consequences.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to freeze to death, literally. There are a lot of people that will freeze to death.
What is it like to ride all day long? We found out, and the story is later in this hour. This is CPR News.